Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
A man who knows himself to be a sinner, lost and undone, can find no comfort in one who must ask his permission to save him. That man who has been acquainted with his own hopeless condition is longing to hear about one who is mighty to save, one who has all power in heaven, earth, and hell, one in whose hand is the power of life and death, who is able to save to the uttermost. Paul declares that Christ is all. He has no rival, nor is there any who can thwart his will, nor overturn his purpose. All things have been put under his feet. Some tell us there is coming a thousand-year period of time when he will reign in the earth. That message is 2,000 years too late. He came into the world as a king. He is the king now, and he shall be the king forever. There remaineth no power yet to come under his dominion that is not already under his feet. This is such a clear message throughout the New Testament that it is unthinkable that a person could overlook it or neglect to proclaim it from the housetops. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet, for in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. In keeping with this train of thought, Paul goes on to say that Christ is the head over all things to the church, which is his body. Paul speaks here in a figurative sense of a real body, made up of those whom he has purchased with his blood, and with which he has an eternal union. They are those who were given to him from the foundation of the world, and for whom he came into the world to redeem. This body is not the creation of men, but of God, and this body is made one with Christ by the operation of his Spirit, without the will of man. Each member of this body is vital to the health and well-being of the body as a whole. Christ is the head of this body, and leaves its guidance in the hands of none. Rather, he has sent his Spirit into the earth to lead his body into all truth, and to bear witness to them of the preeminence of the head. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Do you worship him?